Juno, page 16. This film won the hearts of viewers all over the world and was even voted best movie at the Stockholm Film Festival in 2007. The following is a brief summary.
On a typical autumn morning, Juno McGuff lingers on her friend Polly Bleeker's front lawn. She has something important to tell him. Juno reveals that she is pregnant, and the baby is his. Bleeker is shocked. What are they going to do? They are in no way ready to have a baby. Juno is like any other teenager, who occasionally fights with her parents and enjoys hanging out with her friends. She likes to spend most of her time riding around on her bike and watching horror movies. Bleeker is the typical boy next door. Juno and Bleeker play in the same band, and he runs with his track team almost every day. Even though they only have sex once, Juno gets pregnant. After this, Juno still only thinks of Bleeker as a friend. However, Bleeker is obviously in love with Juno. Since Juno and Bleeker are only 16 and still in high school, Juno thinks the best thing to do is get an abortion. But on her way to the women's clinic to get it done, she changes her mind. As a child, Juno was abandoned by her mother. The only time Juno hears from her mom is once a year on Valentine's Day, when her mother sends her a cactus. This makes Juno eager to find the perfect mother to adopt her own baby. She decides to have her baby and give it up for adoption to a couple that can't have children on their own. Eventually, Juno finds Mark and Vanessa in an ad in the paper. They want to adopt her baby. She thinks they are the right parents for her child, and they even look perfect in the black and white picture in the paper. With the help of her best friend Leah, her loving and supportive father and stepmother, and of course Bleeker, Juno goes through with the pregnancy. As Juno's stomach keeps getting bigger, it's clear that it's harder than she imagined. For one thing, it really bugs her that the kids at school always stare at her stomach. And it is hard because she can't live her normal teenage life anymore. She now has to be a more responsible person. There are also other things that change and make Juno's life difficult. She discovers that Vanessa and Mark may not really be the perfect parents after all. And she wonders if it is going to be too tough to give up her baby. Plus, she gets really jealous when Bleeker decides to take another girl to the school dance. Now she realizes that she may actually be in love with her irreplaceable friend.
The Mum Hunt.